Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls, we go. I believe we have Scott in Massachusetts on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott, going to
good
the
evening,
first
gentlemen.
Scott. Hey there.
How are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say that the reason we call Sam a fake journalist is because he is not part of the Jewish media.
This is the imitator, Scott. We had this guy call in over the weekend, or at least one of the imitators. There may be more than one. So go ahead, Scott, with your thoughts.
I just wanted to say that a while back I said that the Jews cannot be farmers. And the reason for this is the planet they come from has no tillable soil.
What planet is that?
It's called Istvan.
I know yeah, that, but I, you know, they told me if I did a story on it that they'd take me out.
I understand your fear.
Yeah.
They're very
scary.
Powerful.
They are.
But one day we will all rise up and we will chase them off the planet.
No, I don't know about that. I like Jewish people. The ones I've known have been very, very nice folks. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here with the different Scott. This is probably the real Scott, but I'm not sure. Scott in Massachusetts?
Yes, I got hello, Ian and
Scott,
Sam.
Can you believe it? You're so popular. You've got followers now.
One of my followers?
You've got at least an imitator. Well, he's a follower of yours.
Let me tell you, the reason why I'm calling, gentlemen.
What do you think? Was it a pretty good imitation?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
You know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed should be tried in New York City. Have you been following that case?
A little bit, not a whole lot.
Which one is this now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, also known as KSM, should be tried in New York City, and I'll tell you why. Because 9/11 occurred in New York City, and Mayor Bloomberg, as you know, was the mayor of New York City. Now, he says that the city is strapped for cash. Now, he's a billionaire. He should pay for that $200 million for the trial. And if they don't want to have it in New York City, may I suggest Jerusalem or Tel Aviv? And my sarcasm has a point to it, and the point is this. With the U.S. aid to Israel that we have given to Israel, make no mistakes about it. We were attacked, and we were going to have future attacks. It's not a question of if, but
I did not give any aid to Israel, and
no,
I was
not
attacked. So please don't include me
in
your
collective
terms. I'm
sorry. Let me rephrase
terms.
It. Our U.S. government, the United States government, is endangering us all by its constant and unrelenting aid to Israel. And I'd
hold
like
on,
to
hold on. More than that. They're endangering us all because, number one, they've got military bases, 700 in over 130 countries.
Yeah.
They are engaging in what I would describe as financial terrorism, where they send people in to make these loans that they know the politicians are going to accept because, hey, they get to spend all of this money and, you know, they're not going to be there in a few years. It's kind of a rental-based system where they get to rent a country for a while and run it. So, you know, they can come in and promise them all this money and then the next guy gets to deal with, well, now you're on the hook to the U.S. government and you have to start adopting all their policies. People hate America because all of their drug war and everything else is just rammed down their throat.
Yeah, as usual, Scott, while what you're saying isn't necessarily false, it's not also the entire picture. I mean, there's all kinds of meddling that goes on all around the world in a variety of different forms, but because of your biases, you tend to focus on the one that, you know, that happens to tie in with your particular worldview, which is, you know, hatred of people that aren't WASPs, basically.
Let me ask you this.
White Anglo-Saxon.
In other words,
Protestants.
In the media, you constantly hear the word Islamofascism, terrorists. These are not terrorists. They are freedom fighters along the lines of the Minutemen who fought in Lexington and Concord in 1775 to repel the British. If you had soldiers occupying your lands, you would take up arms against them, too. That's what these Muslims are doing. They're
I don't know if I would take up arms at this point in my life. I think I might have several years ago, but I find myself less and less inclined to use violence as a solution to anything. But I do understand what you're saying. In general, if the Americans, if America were being attacked, or the people in this country were being attacked by some horde from another country, that many Americans would take up arms and they would call each other freedom fighters, and they really wouldn't be doing anything different than the folks in Afghanistan or Iraq. And that point you're right about. Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, let's talk to Dino in Japan. Dino, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ian.
What's on your mind?
Enjoy the show. Listen, yesterday I called in. I couldn't hang on the line, but you guys were talking about hazing. And today, the guy called in and was talking about going through the body scanners. And I'm going to do my best to tie both of these in.
Okay.
What I see, first of all, I believe that our government is ran by a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths. That's number one.
True statement.
Number two, I believe in a twisted form of hazing is happening to the American people. Unbeknownst to ourselves, and also not necessarily that we are cooperating with it, but the body scanners is just one of it. It's just one part of it. The other part was these bailouts and all of our tax money being used to finance these wars and to give to the social elites or the financial elites in America, not the social elites, but the financial elites in America, and these big banks. It's a twisted form of hazing that we're going through.
It is humiliation, you're right. I mean, what's going on at airport checkpoints is humiliating to people's dignity and to their, you know, their ability to take care of themselves and look out for themselves. It is humiliating to that, you're right.
Exactly. As you know, as well as the fact that, you know, I see it that they're able to get through this and to do this by the chemicals that they're bombarding the people with. And you may disagree, that's fine, but
yeah, what do you mean by that?
As the people, basically, they can't even think. There's no critical thinking.
But wait. When you say the chemicals, I mean, what are you getting at there?
I'm getting at what comes through your tap water, the vaccinations, the pharmaceuticals, everything in your food, GMO.
Don't you think that's pretty speculative? I mean, I drink the same water as everybody else, but I don't suffer from the same obedience problem that everybody else does. Don't you think it's more likely that what you're talking about, this obedience factor, comes from 12 or 13 years of government indoctrination for 8 hours a day straight on?
No doubt.
Unending. That seems to me to be something you can absolutely connect to the problem that you're talking about. Whereas just kind of throwing it's the fluoride. I don't think that there's really anything you can that you can back that statement up with.
That's true, except for the fact we know that some of those chemicals are bad, and we do know that.
Anything not in moderation can be bad for you.
You're right. In the respects that they institutionalize us from the age of reason, which could possibly be 8 or 9 years old. And whether we're in a prison or in a school, you know, it's basically the same drill, I would believe. I was in the military myself, and I see no difference from that than being in high school or grade school.
I can tell you the elementary school I went to was designed by the same man that that designed the jail. I know that for a fact.
Well, that's telling.
But it's also telling that they have the same buses.
I just wanted to call in and let you know that it's a twisted form of hazing that they're putting Americans through right now.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think you're absolutely right on that. It's just that when, you know, people start bringing up the whole, if they're poisoning people's minds with chemicals, you know, I eat the same apples they eat, so that doesn't make sense. Is it just a coincidence that I happen to be more resistant to those chemicals? No, it's that I came across the right information. I came across the right ideas, and I was able to look at those ideas and accept them, and then I was willing to act on them. Many of these Americans are not presented with these ideas, which is why Free Talk Live is such a useful resource that we can get this show on other stations out there to get people thinking from perspectives and positions that they otherwise wouldn't have considered if they were just stuck in this this red-blue paradigm where they're given one version of statism or the other version of statism and told to pick one and be happy. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And I'm Sam.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, they're free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine, www.freetalklive.com. Trying to female listeners. Brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. And the American Friends Service Committee is seeking financial contributions to aid Haiti's earthquake survivors and help them recover and rebuild. You can donate at afs.org/Haiti or call 888-588-2372. That's afs.org as in American Friends Service Committee. That's afs.org/Haiti or 1-888-588-2372. As we continue here, just wanted to just come back a little bit more on this discussion, because you and I were going back and forth during the break, Sam, and you're a little more open to this, the idea that chemicals are making Americans more docile and obedient. And could that be true? Sure, it could be true. Is it true specifically that it's fluoride in the water? Is it true specifically that it's the genetically modified foods? I mean, these are some of the things that that Dino, and with the best of intentions, was mentioning in the last segment. The GMO foods, fluoride in the water. I don't think he said chemtrails, but, you know, the idea they're spraying
it's all
things
in the same
sky,
category, right?
You know, poison in the water, etc. So is it possible that any of those things are true? Maybe it's possible. But should we focus on that as a message? Should that be what people are being exposed to? I don't think so, because it's too speculative. It's just, well, maybe it's true, and it sounds bad. Poisoning, you know, putting fluoride in the water can't be good for you. Well, the dentists would disagree. I mean, at least the dental assistants up here, they tell me that they think that New Hampshire's teeth are worse, that people in New Hampshire's teeth are worse off than other places in the country because there's no fluoride in the water systems up here. I don't know what's true about fluoride and not. I'm not a chemical expert, and honestly, I haven't done the research. But I do know that I spent 13 years in a government school, and I do know that when I was in elementary school, when they turned the lights off in the cafeteria, everybody was supposed to be quiet. And I do know that, you know, you had to call the teachers Mr. This and Mrs. That. And I do know about the principals and paddlings and, you know, all the different things that that went on. I had personal experience in the government indoctrination system. And, of course, the more I read and the more I learn about the government schools, the more crystal clear it becomes. Like, we had a guy call the show once telling us, and it was just a couple of years ago, he was telling us that I guess he was in high school and in his government class, and they actually had a quiz that was intended to tell you what party you should belong to. So you would take this quiz, and, you know, at the end, it would determine whether or not you were supposed to be a Republican or a Democrat. Here it is, kids. This is what you do. You get to be on this team or this team, and now let's have a debate class. I mean, this is what it's all about, right? This is where the obedience comes from. This is where the idea that government is good and government is necessary and government is beneficial comes from. Is there a chemical element? I don't know. How are we ever going to know?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot of the claims. I'm starting to kind of piece together the picture of what they're saying of how this whole program works between, you know, the chemtrails and the fluoride in the water and, you know, all of these other things, HAARP and so forth. So I'm kind of starting to understand that and kind of get a look into the facts and some of the documents and so forth that they claim you need to go read. I haven't really formed an opinion about it, but, you know, what if there were chemicals in the water that made you more accepting to that kind of programming, that made you less likely to rebel? I mean, this is what's happening in today's schools with the Ritalin. Oh, your kid can't sit still in class. It can't be the fact that our schools are awful, that, you know, they're bored to death,
right,
and they're not learning anything. I mean, that was my case. It's got to be that your kid needs drugs, and that they tried to give me drugs.
I think the Ritalin thing is pretty – that's a much more clear example,
right,
of where it's confirmed that somebody's taking Ritalin. You know that's happening,
mm-hmm,
and you know their behavior was like, and you know their behavior was like after they took Ritalin and the changes that they would have gone through and that they can talk about their experience.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when somebody calls in a radio show, they're putting stuff in the water supply. You know, whether it's true or not, you're getting off into this realm of speculation, mm-hmm, and I think that's what's dangerous about that, because it's easy for people to look at that and just write it off and say, you crackpots.
Yeah.
And whereas if you're talking about John Taylor Gatto, the New York State Teacher of the Year, and his books, which outline the history of the government indoctrination system and how it's this Prussian system that is designed to crank out these obedient serfs, these cogs in the system that it's what they're trained to do with in the government school system is to come out of it, get a job, work that job for the rest of their life, retire at age 65, collect their Social Security, and have some kids in the meantime and pass away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the system is designed for. And he goes through this, the history of it, and he goes through the mentality and what he experienced as being a government school teacher. All of that, from my perspective, seems far more powerful than somebody taking a picture of the sky with the contrail going over his house and saying, see, there's the proof.
Well, you see
the difference there?
I see the difference. And it, just like the John Taylor Gatto book that you brought up, it was Eco-Science. I found a copy of that online, which is a book by John P. Holdren, who's now the White House science czar. I mean, the more I look at these guys, they are creepy. And the things that he calls for, this was back written in the 70s, he wanted to reduce population. He wanted to, enact all of these measures. It seems more and more plausible the more I look into all of these different czars and their papers. There's the regulation czar I think at Harvard he wrote a paper a year and a half ago saying that the courts have never ruled on this, that the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about citizens' rights to carry weapons, that free speech should be banned, that people speaking out against the government in opposition, saying that climate change is not real, that that should be illegal and they should be arrested, and all of these things. They're getting more and more outrageous as the wheels come off the
car. I'll agree with you there. Absolutely. So, the tyranny is becoming more front and center. It's becoming more, as you put it, outrageous, more obvious. You really have to make an effort to not notice at this point these days with what's going on. They're becoming more brazen. They're getting ballsier about it. And that's something they can get away with because they've built this foundation of obedience and not questioning the state and attacking anyone that questions the state, as what happened to you with your TSA video at obscuredtruth.com. People can go and see that. And if you go to the Click on Detroit story that they wrote up about it, you can just see these vitriolic comments. Actually, you don't even have to go to the Click on Detroit. You can see the vitriolic comments on your comments on the YouTube channel.
Yep.
People are essentially prepared to accept more tyranny now than they would have been 100 years ago or 200 years before that. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a constant process. And you can go into some of these very scary quotes. I mean, you can go in and look at what the Rothschilds have said and things like this. You know, these people that are the elites of society, and they have these sick beliefs that are very interested. These are people that are very interested in power. As many people have pointed out, these guys have all the money in the world, so it's not about money.
Right.
It is about power.
Well, and keeping that power, and that's what all of these focus groups that they create to sort of drive the agenda and control the one entity that could affect their fortune.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, but what to do about all this, right? It's Free Talk Live.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the live streams. Got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. If you're looking to stock up on some gold and or silver, you can do it over at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got very special selections to make it easy for you, different gold and silver options, keeping it simple at some darn good prices. When I was looking at the Lakotas pieces that I bought a month or so ago, I did check around just to make sure to see, you know, if I was getting the best deal, and I couldn't find a better price. So head over to gold.freetalklive.com. That is gold.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls here, we can talk about what to do about the power seekers and the control freaks, the psychopaths. But let's go first to Travis in Florida. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Travis. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to say Sam's a big inspiration as far as all his civil disobedience, and I was just curious about how he's doing with all his court cases.
Your court cases.
Okay. So, yeah, I saw Taryn Lupo's story, LCL report that he did. At least with that arrest, with the 58 days that I spent in jail, I basically, once we got through this, I looked at the Judge Burke had written up this decision. Now, this is the judge who wrote the order but never admitted to it. He, claimed that it wasn't a problem if he stayed on the case, refused to move it to another court where the same TSO officers who attacked me weren't working that day when I was coming in. You know, all of these things. In the testimony, he ignored things that I said. He basically played it so that it was completely so obviously and blatantly biased towards the state. I looked at it and I wrote a letter to the attorney, Bill O'Brien, who is a state rep, and he's on the Judicial Conduct Committee, I guess. He's the one that can punish them. But really, they can't do much of anything from what I understood. And I talked to him, and I'm like, look, should I even waste the money on this? I mean, this is so corrupt at this point. Are these guys going to do anything lawful or fair or reasonable? There's only one more shot here. And, you know, how do you expect me to believe in this system? And his response back to me was basically that the Supreme Court, while they couldn't be as blatant about, you know, the covering up the testimony and ignoring the fact that I had a hearing loss and that I didn't recognize Rivera and all of these things that he just sort of glossed over when it came to my case, but supported when it came to the police's case, that they wouldn't be that blatant about it, but they would do everything they could and strain in order to find me guilty because they know what would come out of that. And, you know, he said that, you know, he agrees with what I was saying, and he doesn't know that the system can be fixed at this point.
It's an honest statement on his part. I mean, considering he was your attorney, and I'm sure he would have liked another $15,000 or however much you ended up spending on
right.
it.
Yeah, so...
so wait, if the Supreme Court, if you challenged your... Because you were found guilty on the disorder... Was it disorder? What the hell was
resisting
that?
Resisting arrest. Contempt of
common law contempt or some silly thing like that. You were found guilty on those charges, so you would have had to have appealed it to the Superior Court level.
Supreme Court.
Oh, go straight to the Supreme Court?
Straight to Supreme Court, only on questions of law as well.
Okay, so then in that case, if they had found you not guilty... What would that have meant? Would that have meant that it would have set some? What precedent would that have set?
I'm not clear. That's more a question for Bill.
It wouldn't have legalized not getting your name in jail or anything like that, right?
No. Well, it might have. You know, it might have. It just depends on how they rule on it.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
So you basically decided to just leave it sit?
Yeah, and in the meantime, they've tried to, the camera, the $7,000 camera that they took out of my hands on the video, and it's working, that later they destroyed, now they're trying to, or that they broke, it wouldn't power up when we went in to get the footage off of it. Now they're trying to get rid of it, and they're not even trying to give it back to me. They just want to destroy it so that they don't even have to pay for it.
What?
Or give me the camera back. I mean, these guys are they're disgusting.
Wow. Well, go ahead, Travis, with your thoughts on that.
No, as all, I was just wondering how he was doing. I mean, I got my own court problems I got to deal with tomorrow morning, actually.
What are you dealing with?
I don't want to get into it, but if I was up there, it'd be civil disobedience.
Well, come on up here. What are you waiting for?
to get this problem, that all these court problems I currently have solved, and once I get everything sorted out, I'll be up there as soon as I can.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Maybe, Sam, there's a brand-new police chief here in town. Maybe we should go have a meeting with him.
That'll fix it. Yeah, I'd like to talk to him and ask him about, you know...
What is the policy here?
Well, that and their officer's behavior. I mean, in order to do this, they had to get a guy up there who lied on the stand and took the stand in contempt of a subpoena. So, you know, nobody wants to talk about that. When I brought that up to him on a local radio show, he claimed, oh, well, we just have a difference of opinion.
The police chief did?
Yeah. So, you know, and I look at this and I look at all the things happening economically, knowing that these lawsuits take years before you ever get any kind of settlement. And, I don't look or think that the government's prospects in the next few years are going to be all that great. And I don't want to be in the middle of a court case that's going to chew up a lot of my time. And this really kind of eats at me a little bit. I still haven't learned to deal with it where I'm okay and able to work on it without getting frustrated at the lawless behavior and just the corruption that they're just so blatant about.
Damn,
and so I just decided, screw this. I'm just going to keep making these guys look like idiots. You know,
they don't need that much help.
Lots of material. Yeah. I am not going to be out of a job anytime soon if that's what I want to do. That's where I'm at with it.
Yep, and as things continue to develop, like I said, I mean, I had originally talked to the police chief, the former police chief, about setting up a meeting,
yep.
and I kind of dropped the ball on that because then he ended up getting retiring, and I figured, well, why are we going to meet with him if he's retiring? So maybe we could have a little roundtable and bring some cameras in and talk to this current police chief. Of course, anything that we discern or discover, we'll end up putting over at freekeen.com. So head over there to always get the latest on the activism that's happening up here, at least in this corner, our little corner of New Hampshire. And sometimes we cover things elsewhere, like we covered the law enforcement against prohibition member who was kicked out, Brad Jardis. We covered that at freekeen.com, and the Manchester civil disobedience that's going on now is also being covered over there, honestly, because there's nobody else that can cover it. I mean, we're kind of like the go-to blog now for New Hampshire disobedience style stuff that's happening. So let's continue with your phone calls. Andrew, listening in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, it's so rare that I'm able to listen to you live. I get a kick out of some of those commercials.
What's on your mind tonight?
I overheard you say earlier, or I guess not overheard you, you basically lumped in GMO foods, fluoride with chemtrails.
Oh, well, that's what the caller was lumping those things in together.
Oh, I came in late.
The caller was suggesting that these things were essentially promoting behavior modification in some way. And I personally don't subscribe to any of it. I think that, you know, it's all speculation and unproven. So if I didn't make that point clear, I apologize.
Oh, well, I missed that part then. It sounded like you guys were lumping it in together.
I made the point that it all kind of paints a picture of what the government's agenda might be, and it's something that I'm looking into, but I wouldn't necessarily
group
them.
Yeah, it is kind of sad that a lot of people do just kind of paint everybody else as crazies with all that. Like, the fluoride issue is, I mean, there's legitimate science behind it as far as it collects on the pineal gland and is associated to neurological disorders in children. I'm not aware of any studies able to conclusively show that there's any problems with adults.
And how do you feel about genetically modified foods?
Well, I think that it'd be nice to get some actual independent third-party safety studies on it. As far as what's officially on the books, you got the FDA, and basically it's pressing fire their own researchers.
I'll tell you what, you can explain more if you'd like here in a moment. 800-259-9231. I say GMO foods help feed more people around the world. That's a good thing. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there is enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with this program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Go get all the details and get signed up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Andrew in Missouri. Andrew, we were just asking you about how you feel about genetically modified foods, and you didn't really have a chance to answer before the break. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, actually, you said there at the end that you thought GMO foods would help feed the world. What do you base that claim on?
Well, it's my understanding that some of the genetic modifications they're making make these products more resistant to pesticides, more able to essentially yield greater crops per plant and per square foot of soil, basically. So essentially you can take an existing plot of land that is producing X and produce, you know, X times 3 or whatever the amount is. It's allowing farmers' yields to go up. It makes their crops hardier and more resistant to the elements and to pests. So, therefore, that means that that food theoretically could get into the hands of, hungry people around the world. Now, of course, you've got the problem of governments stepping in, and it seems to me that with genetically modified foods, it's governments that are the source of whatever the problems are that are associated with them. Because if you're producing more food, but all the dictators are, essentially intercepting the food shipments and keeping it all for themselves, then that's not doing much to feed anybody, but that's the government's problem. And then, in addition, the other side of it, and the real negative side from what I can see of the coin, is that these GMO food producers are using the patent system to stifle competition, to essentially establish themselves as not really monopolies, but very, very powerful, an oligopoly kind of situation. So essentially they're using the government's rules to establish themselves unfairly in the marketplace, and I have a problem with that. So I think that there are certainly some problems associated with the business, but I don't subscribe to the fear factor of, well, man shouldn't be messing with fruits and vegetables, and that's God's work. Man shouldn't be doing anything there because that could be bad. We don't know what the problems will be down the line. We could have cancer or something like that. There's all kinds of scary stories out there about what could happen as a result of GMO foods. But as far as I'm concerned, if it is actually helping get food on people's tables at a lower price and in more possibility of helping more people eat around the world, that seems to be the priority for me. Your thoughts?
Well, I certainly do agree with their large auxiliary issues as far as, because I'm no fan of intellectual property. That's not in question. But I'm taking you back to the question about yields. There is no significant improvement in yields over GMO foods. The issue of pesticide resistance, mainly you're talking about BT resistance or BT production. The
BT
corn, for instance, is specifically engineered to produce BT bacteria.
What's that? What's BT bacteria?
It's a bacteria that basically insects ingest it and it causes their stomach to explode.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's safe in humans, or at least widespread, generally safe in humans. I mean, there's some isolated cases of people getting sick from ingesting crops that have been treated with BT. But the FDA's logic in this is BT is safe to spray on crops, so therefore plants that have been genetically engineered to produce BT are also safe, therefore we don't need to do any more testing on it.
If what you're claiming is, though, that this isn't increasing yields, that genetically modified foods are not increasing yields, why on earth would farmers want to go for it?
Why are they committing suicide in India when they go for it?
I think that we looked at that claim once, and I don't recall what all the details were, but I think that there may be – I don't know if either of us really knows what the real story is.
Well, they're going into debt. I mean, Monsanto's going over there, selling them the seeds on the promise of increased yields. The farmers buy the promise.
Are they suiciding here in America? Are they suiciding here, too, in America?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's happening in India is the farmers go into debt to buy up the seeds. The seeds don't return the promised yields. They've got all this debt with no way to repay it. They commit suicide.
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry about that if that's what they're doing and that's how they're handling that.
The claim for yield increases is based on what you're talking about. It's based on being able to resist pests or being able to withstand tolerance of the pesticide, so they spray it, the weeds die, the plants don't. There's no increased crop density per square foot. There's no increased ability to absorb water. Basically, they engineer the plants. They take the ones that look good. They don't test them. They call it food. And you're seeing mice that are fed GMO potatoes, organ failure, die. Infertility, die. This is pretty solid.
Is it solid? Because the last one we read about with the organ failure, it was just one study that was done, and it seemed like the people that were doing that study had a predisposition to find that there was a problem with GMO foods. So you've got one group of scientists that says that says GMO foods are bad. Another group says they're good. So who do you believe?
The independent third-party studies that are not funded by Monsanto or the government.
Okay, so was the one that found that the rats were dying, was that independent?
I suggest taking a look at Failure to Yield, published under the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Okay. Some people were suggesting that the rat study that you were mentioning was actually funded by Monsanto. How do you feel about that?
I'm not aware of that, so I can't comment.
Well, there's all kinds of speculation out there surrounding this world, this particular industry. And so how many mouse studies have there been? I mean, has there just been that one? Are you saying there has been more than that?
I'm aware of multiples, but I don't have specific instances to cite right in front of me. Do you?
Okay. No, I certainly don't. But I do know that I like the apples that I eat at the grocery store. They're very tasty.
they're most likely not GMO apples.
How do you know? They're not labeled, right?
The majority of the GMO crops in the U.S. are corn and soy.
Okay. All right. So basically what you're saying is that you believe that they could be, you know, hurting people.
Yes.
Okay. I guess that's just, we're going to have to leave it there because I don't know what's true and what's not. I'm not going to take one scientist's word over another.
I do suggest that you actually do independent research on your own instead of relying on Penn and Teller as your main source.
I'm just going to eat some food and not really worry too much about it.
I'll do the research.
Well, you do that. You got your vasectomy, so I guess we don't have to worry.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I'm just not concerned about this. And I don't live in the world of worrying about these sorts of things. And maybe some people say, well, Ian, you should. You know, it might take 5 years off your life in the long run. Well, maybe it will. But at least I'm enjoying myself and the food that I'm eating, and I don't worry about, you know, the different chemicals. Are they putting preservatives in most of the food I eat? Yeah. Okay. Have some people said preservatives are bad for you? Sure they have. Are people living longer lives? Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So what's to be afraid of here? I just don't understand it. I mean, yeah, it'd be ideal if we all had an orchard behind our house that we could go and pick fresh fruit from and slaughter animals and cook them all, you know, fresh right out behind our houses. But it doesn't, you know, the society doesn't really operate in that particular way. So I have to go to the grocery store because it's convenient rather than having to catch and slaughter and pick all of my food. And that doesn't bother me.
Well, I certainly don't think that the FDA is out there being a champion for the people and making sure that, you know, everything we get is perfectly safe and that they're doing an effective job as this government bureaucracy that has a monopoly. I think that's getting a lot of attention and eventually the truth will come out. I don't know what that is, but like you, it's not something that I worry about all the time, but it's something that I'd like to kind of learn and know a little bit more about.
But the scientists, and even if you learn and find out more, then 10 years later, you'll learn something completely different. I mean, in the 80s, they found out that, I don't know exactly what the timeline was, but I remember over my lifetime seeing different claims being reported in newspapers. This rat study that he's talking about, and he says there's been multiples of them. The one that we were looking at, they didn't cite that there had been more than one. They didn't say this study has been duplicated. It was just GMO foods allegedly caused this to happen in this one study.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that means what for me? How does that mean anything? Because, you know, a few years down the road, they found, you know, eggs are bad for you, eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you again.
Right.
Margarine's bad, now margarine's good, now margarine's bad, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, if you try to follow all of this information, you'll drive yourself nuts trying to do what's supposedly right as far as what you put in your body.
Yep, I agree.
Now, I trust myself to know what's good for me and to, at the very least, even if it's not good, enjoy it. I just had a nice donut during the show tonight, and it was delicious. Maybe it'll take a few days off of my life. Oh, well. More coming up tomorrow night. See you then.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.